list of which Americans are at severe risk for COVID-19 illness, adding pregnant women and removing age alone as a factor. But the CDC's Dr. Dana Meany-Delman says there's not enough data to indicate a higher death rate for the pregnant mother if they get COVID-19.
Pregnant women are generally a younger population, so that's the good news. But we do see higher rates of admission to the ICU and mechanical ventilation based on this data set that we have to date.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention also changed the list of underlying conditions that make someone more susceptible to suffering and death. Sickle cell disease joined that list, for example, and the threshold for risky levels of obesity was lowered. President Trump and former Vice President Biden sound different themes on the coronavirus.
President Donald Trump was in Wisconsin Thursday singing the praises of his administration's response to COVID-19.
We have cases because we test. Deaths are down. We have one of the lowest mortality rates. We've done an incredible, historic job.
Presumptive Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden was in Pennsylvania, blasting the president for being in denial.
The number of cases is increasing in 29 states. We're going to be dealing with this for a long time. Trump can't wish it away.
Polls in Pennsylvania and Wisconsin show Biden ahead of Trump, but Trump trailed in both states in nearly every poll in 2016 before winning both and the presidency on Election Day. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott is halting elective surgeries in its biggest counties and says the state would pause its aggressive reopening as it deals with a surge in coronavirus cases and hospitalizations. The move Thursday comes as the number of patients admitted with COVID-19 has more than doubled in just 2 weeks. On Wall Street, the Dow by 299 points. More at townhall.com.
Relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at relieffactor.com and then order your 3-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your 3-week quick starter pack today. Relieffactor.com, relieffactor.com. Be the next success story.
The following is a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
I had a lot of credit card debt, and I couldn't pay my bills, so I reached out and contacted Trinity.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
They were able to work with my creditors. I've been able to pay off $15,000 in 18 months. It's a godsend.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
Very few vehicles can do more than the 2020 Land Rover Discovery Sport. From conquering the world's urban to not-so-urban obstacles, no other vehicle in its class is more capable than the Discovery Sport. And with 0% interest financing currently available for up to 72 months on approved credit, now is the right time to own yours. Come see for yourself today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, 6425 Roy Horn Way, or visit us online at jlrlv.com.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
It's 5:04. This is the KMZQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas. Nevada will become the 17th state to mandate mask usage in almost all public places. Governor Sisolak's directive applies in all indoor public spaces and outdoor spaces where social distancing is not possible. The measure also requires businesses to institute a no mask, no service policy. Governor Sisolak also tabled any discussion of the state entering Phase 3. He said Nevada will remain in Phase 2. The number of confirmed cases of the coronavirus statewide stands at more than 14,362, 11,878 of those in Clark County. The statewide death toll is 494, 405 of those here in southern Nevada. The developer of the Amazon warehouse in North Las Vegas has sold the building for some $110 million, the biggest deal in Southern Nevada since the coronavirus pandemic hit. The Tropical Distribution Center sits on 72 acres on East Tropical Parkway near the Las Vegas Motor Speedway. More than 2 years after he bought a Las Vegas mega mansion, Steve Wynn is trying to sell the property for some $25 million. The lavish golf course estate spans more than 13,000 square feet. Some call it Billionaire's Row. It was near David Copperfield's house.
KMCQ On-Time Traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Come in right now for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95, along with a free AC inspection.
And no big restrictions at the moment anyway through the Spaghetti Bowl on the 95 and the 515. Some moderate flows there past it, 515 east at Charleston and 95 west at Jones. And look for lane restrictions 95 north at Centennial.
Gather around!
Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out. Step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one! Time is running out! Number two!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Great to have you with us on this Thursday afternoon as we take you home till 6 o'clock. As we all know, yesterday you heard it on this radio program. You heard the governor saying beginning at 11:59 tonight, everybody has got to mask up in public. There are a couple of notable exceptions, children, things like that. But it is rubbing a lot of people across the state of Nevada the wrong way. Joining us now is Francois Alvandi. He is the owner of Ichabod's Lounge. He also is a small business owner across the southern Nevada area. Francois, first of all, thanks so much for joining us. I know we talked to you, I think it was the day before you were reopening, and you had done literally hundreds of thousands of dollars in remodeling to be COVID-19 compliant. I'm curious what the early going has been like for you.
Oh, good afternoon. Thanks a lot for having me on. It's been wonderful. It's been a great feedback from the customers. We moved our machines so they're 6 feet apart, and there's social distancing, and the people appreciate that. And, hey, we're just fortunate to be open. The restaurant is picking up, you know, it's a little slow, but it's picking up. People are coming out, and I think it's we're just, again, thank God we're open. That's all I could say. And as far as last night goes, you know, the governor, I'm just, again, glad that no one's shutting anything down, and I'm more than happy to wear a mask outside the house. That's a wonderful habit to get into, and I think it's a great idea. The only problem I see is that, for example, you know, when the customers come in, I cannot be the enforcer of the law, because what happens is that immediately puts my employees or myself in a very bad position with my customers, whether it's an argument, whether it's you're right, you're wrong, and you know how these conversations can go. And it happened to me last night, where after the governor announced that everyone should wear masks, and I know it wasn't supposed to be enforced till tonight, one of my gas stations, the gentleman walks in. He doesn't have a mask. My cashier says, hey, would you like to use one of our masks, because we provide masks? And he says, no, plus a couple of profanities. And then obviously an argument arises, and there was a fight, and my guy got beat up, so he can't work. The guy took off. The gentleman that got in a fight and beat up my cashier, he took off. The police didn't show up for a while. By the time they got there, everything was done. My guy went to the hospital. Now I got to pay medical bills. I got to pay for him for not being able to work. And God forbid, if something really serious would have happened to this guy, it would have been absolutely horrible. So what I'm doing is I'm being forced to put my employees in a dangerous situation, whether it's in the bar, people drinking, or they come in and they say, I'm not going to wear a mask. But we could provide the mask and not provide service. But again, it creates a very tense situation between the employee and the customer. And so in my opinion, we're not the police department. We cannot enforce these laws. And I believe there's going to be fines for the business owner. And I think that's the unfair part. Again, I'm very, very, very thankful to be open for business, but I just don't want to put my employees in that situation.
So Francois, what are the marching orders? In particular, considering what happened in one of your convenience stores, explain what the marching orders are going to be. What are your instructions to your employees, both at Ichabod's and elsewhere?
First of all, we have signs everywhere. But you know, if people ignore that, I will provide them a mask, because to me, I'm a businessman. If I invest a dollar in a mask and give it to the customer will spend more than a dollar. I have no problems providing a mask. So that's our policy. I told my employees, gas stations, the bar, provide the mask, give it to them. If they say no, do not engage. There's no reason for you to get in a fight with somebody over a hot dog or a hamburger or a soda. So I told them, I said, you do your job, you tell them that it's a requirement by the law, but if it gets to a point where they're arguing with you, do not engage. You can't say anything. I don't know what else to do.
Now, let me ask you, do you understand, though, the outrage that some people have? The governor more than once, in fact, I think about three times in his speech yesterday, said, this should not be politicized. This shouldn't be a political issue. But it has become a political issue. It's been a freedom issue for a lot of people. Do you understand that motivation from people, that blowback?
Absolutely. It's just an excuse to ignite another fire, which is exactly what happened in my gas station last night. The gentleman, the customer that came in was African-American, and the cashier I had was Mexican. And the racial slur started going from the minute it started. Absolutely. It's a number one thing on everyone's mind right now. And the mask is a representative of that, which I have no idea how those two are even correlated together. But it seems like if you want someone to wear a mask, you're a horrible Republican, a Democrat, and you just don't care about the economy. And if you do wear a mask, I don't know. I don't even know how this works. It's a disease. It has nothing to do with politics. But yes, race has everything to do with what's going on right now, at every moment with every customer.
Let me ask you, you have customers who have been coming to your establishment for over 30 years. I mean, you've got regulars that have been, 20, 30-year customers. If one of them comes in and refuses to wear a mask, what do you do?
In the bar, we will just not – in the bar and the restaurant, we will not serve them. That's simple as that. We refuse service. As far as the gas station goes, I don't know yet. I'm going to find out tomorrow, Kevin, because my policy is you can't get in fights with people. So I don't know. I may want to talk to you on Saturday after this. When a customer comes in and says, I want to buy $20 worth of gas, he doesn't have a mask on, and I say, no, you can't get any gas, then what happens? Then he says, I'm out of gas, says a couple of words, how it all starts again. So I don't know what the solution is. I don't know what to say.
And just from a PR standpoint, obviously the AMPMs, you can look at store video and security video and all of that stuff. But from a restaurant standpoint, the customer's always right. But in this particular case, I guess the customer's not always right?
No, the customer is not right in this case. This is a medical issue. And you telling me that not wearing a mask is better than wearing a mask is not, it's a fallacy. So I don't know if a mask is going to protect me 100%, but it's better than nothing. So no, the customer is not always right when it comes to a medical fact that there's a disease, that there's a virus out there, and we got to protect ourselves. and not doing anything about it is not the solution. And that's why I spent hundreds of thousands of dollars at my bar just to be able to have that social distancing and have people be comfortable. So I don't know what the solution is, Kevin. I don't know.
Francois Elvandi, joining us, the owner of Ichabod's Lounge, East Flamingo at Pecos, and of course he owns AMPMs across the Las Vegas Valley. Let's talk a little bit about what business has been like. Again, you've got customers that have been regulars for 20, 30 years. Are they all starting to come back now? Has it been slow in coming back? To explain what the flow of business has looked like.
Well, you know, at first it was everybody wanted to come over and see all the changes, and they did. And what happens is that, you know, the media has a lot to do with people's perception. So, you know, they watch the news tells them, oh, my God, don't get out of the house. Cases are they're rising. So, no, I would probably say I'm down about 60% as to where I was before. But again, Kevin, at least I got some money coming in. We're not just completely closed and just hemorrhaging money. So, yeah, I'd say about 50, 60% have come back. But the rest of them, I think they're just waiting to see what happens with this, with the media and what they hear on the news.
Is that fairly consistent with what you're hearing from other owners around the Las Vegas Valley?
Yeah, with the other owners, it's the same thing. You know, a lot of people have chosen to do different things, whether it's plexiglass or turning off every other machine. It's just such an unknown out there, and the other owners we're all suffering. Nobody's doing well. I mean, no one could say, "Hey, business is back; everything is wonderful." From the casinos all the way to the little guys like us. No, the public perception is bad. They don't know where the economy is going to go. We don't know where politics is going. They don't know where all this racial stuff is going. Everything's up in the air right now, including our own health.
Do you worry that that in a matter of 6 weeks, 8 weeks, 10 weeks, whatever it is, that there are going to be some folks, mom-and-pop places, not necessarily the big boys, so to speak, but do you worry that there are going to be some businesses that say, you know, in this current configuration, I can't make a profit?
100%. A lot of these businesses, you know, we're small business people. We don't have these huge access to lines of credit, so we don't have these reserves. So we're living day to day. And so when we got closed down, you know, luckily the administration gave us some money to keep our employees and keep our doors open, and we were hoping to come back. But we can't come back now because of all the stuff that's going on with the COVID-19. So we're open, but we're technically kind of closed again. So, I mean, this is going to affect the future of our economy, unemployment, et cetera, et cetera. So a lot of these businesses were zombies when they opened up, and now with the second hit, which is don't go out, masks, this and that, I don't think they're going to survive. And now the unfortunate part, Kevin, it's not just the small businessmen. You know, I heard somebody say, oh, well, the hell with the casinos. They got plenty of money, and they can afford it. And I said, guys, why do you look at it that way? That casino, when it's closed, it's got thousands of people out of jobs, and those people can't come in and buy food or buy gasoline or pay their rent. So they don't pay their rent. Their house gets foreclosed on, or they get evicted. Now, the owner can't pay his bills because his house gets into foreclosure because he's not collecting rent, and on and on and on. Same thing with the businessmen. These shopping centers with all these businesses in them, you know, when we can't come back, when these businesses go out of business, they still have lease obligations, they still have utilities, they still have all these obligations, but when they can't stay in business, they got to walk away. So what happens to the landlord? What happens to the bank? On and on and on. It's a disaster, and we're not going to see the beginning of it till at least the end of the year. Right now, everything's in limbo. Everyone just kind of is crawling along. But when the reality really hits and those P&Ls start coming in like they are right now and the amount of losses we've incurred, it's going to be unbelievably hard to be able to bounce back if you're not solid. And I'm really, it's unfortunate to say that, but that's the truth.
Francois, it's going to be interesting to see how this all plays out, in particular the mask mandate by the governor. A lot of people very, very unhappy with it, not just here in Southern Nevada, but across the state of Nevada. We'll find out how it all plays out. Just one quick note, though. Is there anything that you've had to sacrifice, other than maybe the great salad bar you guys used to have, And anything else you've had to sacrifice? Still have the piano bar? Still have everything?
Oh, no, no. Of course we've had to sacrifice. The piano bar is no longer a social gathering anymore. It's just basically some background music now. Our machines are completely separated. Our dining room is 50% less capacity in it. And, it's affected a lot. It's affected everything, basically, the way the interact with the customers, because everybody's in masks. It's just a different environment. It's fair. I have no problems with it. But, yes, everything has changed, Kevin. Everything. Everything.
Francois, always good to visit with you. We will check back in with you, I promise. Thanks so much, man. Really appreciate it.
Thank you, guys. Stay safe and God bless.
Francois Elvandi, the owner of Ichabod's Lounge and a bunch of AM-PMs across the area. Stick around. More to do as we continue. It is Thursday. It's AM 670 KMZQ.
You can listen to your radio again on the weekends. On Sunday, you can enjoy The Jesus Christ Show, Gun Talk, Frontlines of Freedom, and Hillary Kramer's Millionaire Maker. AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
When you need legal expertise, you got a lot of options. Heck, just spend a few minutes watching local TV, you'll see plenty of legal help. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Look, no one ever wants to need an attorney. But when you do, it's important to hire one who knows the law. But more importantly, you need an attorney who shares your conservative values. That's why my small business, Battleborn Radio, trusts Craig Mueller to handle all our legal needs. Craig was born and raised here in Las Vegas, and he's our legal expert on Live and Local Now. Craig's been defending the Constitution for more than 3 decades, protecting your rights. And if you're hurt, in a car accident, or on the job, Craig Mueller will get you the money you deserve. I trust Craig Mueller with my small business. You can too. Call Craig at 702-887-1731. That's 702-887-1731. 887-1731. Or visit Craig online at CraigMuellerLawyer.com. That's CraigMuellerLawyer.com.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor of Nevada. As the owner of Las Vegas Cycry and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. During the COVID-19 business shutdown, the Department of Homeland Security has categorized bicycle shops as essential businesses. We've been servicing a lot of bikes to help people get their two-wheeled transportation up and running. Many people who are losing their jobs are now using their bicycles for transportation. They don't have money for their car or their insurance, so they'll use a bike to get around. Our community is also using them as a way to get outdoors, stay in shape, and enjoy the fresh air. If you need help dusting off the cobwebs and getting on your bike, we're here to service you curbside from 9 to 5 daily. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215, as well as the Bonneville Transit Center downtown Las Vegas. Our phone number is 702-596-2953.
What did I tell you? I told you we'd all get through the darkest hours of the COVID-19 pandemic together. And we did. We survived. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Throughout the governor's stay-at-home orders, Francois and all my friends at Ichabod's Lounge on East Flamingo at Pecos stayed open 24/7 to serve up the same amazing food that Vegas residents have come to expect for the past 30 years. But now, Governor Sisolak says it's okay to get out of the house, to reconnect with old friends, to have fun. Best place to do that is at Ichabod's Lounge. They've completed extensive remodeling that will allow you to play on one of 15 machines while adhering to social distancing and mandated cleanliness. So at Ichabod's Lounge, you can still have fun and still stay safe. Ichabod's Lounge is back, featuring old-school Vegas atmosphere and one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas. Ichabod's Lounge, open 24/7, vintage Vegas dining, gaming lounge, and piano bar on East Flamingo at Pecos. Have fun at Ichabod's Lounge.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. A lot of lawyers promise a lot of things. No fee unless we win. The consults are free. Of course they offer that stuff. All lawyers do that. But will they promise not to take more money than you at the end of your case? No. When you call me, that answer's yes. I'll never take more money than you, and I put it in writing.
Call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
I really can help.
Paul Powell. More lawyer. Less fee.
Some restrictions apply.
At Finley Acura in the Valley Auto Mall, they are committed to helping the Las Vegas community in this trying time. If you need any vehicle repair on any model, they are an essential repair facility and got you covered. They have oil changes starting at $19.95, free smogs for life. And if you mention this ad, they'll take 15% off the service cost. Plus, buy any new vehicle, and they have no payments for 90 days. Finley Acura in the Valley Auto Mall. Or online at FinleyAcura.com. Vegas strong.
Big name guests, the news of the day, mixed in with a diversity of opinions. Live and local with Kevin Wall, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Tower brought to you by Las Vegas Cyclery, featuring kids' bikes, affordable hybrids, mountain bikes, and a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, the electric bikes. Check them out at LasVegasCyclery.com. That's LasVegasCyclery.com. I want to go to the audio sound bites very quickly. This is Alex Azar. He is the Secretary for Health and Human Services. He's been on the program before. And Sandra Smith asked him an interesting question, and it involved all the stuff that's going on around the COVID-19 and the surges that have happened, and now the Sisolak mask mandate. And the question was put to Alex Azar whether we will have another shutdown. Listen, this is, by the way, for you at home, that's cut number three. Alex Azar, the Secretary of Health and Human Services.
People want to know, first and foremost, if they're going to be safe, obviously. But if they haven't returned to work, they certainly want to. If they're back at work, they want to stay there. And they want to know if their kids are going to go back to school in the fall. Do you see another shutdown happening?
I don't, although you'll see local community mitigation steps depending on circumstances. You know, as I said, the hotspots are in 3% of American counties. About 110 counties right now are the ones that we're focused on. We can get back to work, back to school, back to worship, and importantly, back to health care if we act responsibly as individuals, if we keep in mind what are our individual vulnerabilities. You know, most of the fatalities and severe cases are in individuals who are 80 years or older, or 65 years of age and older with three comorbidities, such as diabetes, obesity, renal failure, lung disease. These are the people that have to be really protected, ring-fenced, protected. The rest of us obviously should take sensible precautions. None of us want to get this disease, but we have to protect those individuals. We can get back to work. We can practice social distancing. We can wear face masks if we can't practice social distancing.
So what we're going to do in our next half hour is I want to give you the option of talking about really anything that's on your mind, but in particular, those of you that listened to the governor's news conference yesterday, those of you that know about the Sisolak mask mandate, and I want to find out from you if you're going to be a good citizen and wear a mask beginning at 11:59 tonight when you go outside, when you leave your home, or are you going to take a page from the protesters? Civil disobedience. Will you challenge the governor's order? The governor's mandate? I'm going to open up our phone lines right now at 844, the number 2, Nevada, 844-263-8232. And I want to find out from you if you're willing to really challenge this mandate. Are you willing to challenge this governor? Now, one of the things he's doing is he's putting the onus on employers, business owners. And is that really fair? Is it fair for some, I don't know, 90-pound, soaking wet graveyard bartender to defend somebody who clearly wants to start a fight? This is not what the governor should have done. This is gonna end up badly. Now, I think most of us will mask up and we'll endure. We'll find a way to cope. But there are some people that really believe this is a freedom issue and that this is going to be a big, big deal to them. So we'll go to your phone calls on the other side of the break. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall. So good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.